בוקר טוב, יום בוקר טוב, שם ישראל. יום שלישים שבת קודש, פרשת ויקהל, פקודי החודש. And long on this one. Today is Cafe Be'adar. We're in Kohelet, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Kaf Zayin. Re'e ze matzati. Says Shlomo HaMelech, look what I found. Amra Kohelet. Over here, Kohelet in general is reference to Shlomo HaMelech, which is Lashon Zachar, which is masculine. Over here it says, Lashon Nekevah, Rashi HaKadosh explains, because it's a reference to his Chochmah. The Chochmah within him is speaking. Achat le'achat limtzo cheshbon. Which means every mitzvah or avera that a person does is counted before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing goes to waste. Nothing is swept under the rug. No mitzvot and no averot. And that's why it's called cheshbon. What's cheshbon?
Calculation.
Arithmetic calculation. You know why? We say there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. Hevi mistakel b'shlosha dvarim. Akavya ibn Mahalal omer. Hevi mistakel b'shlosha dvarim ve'ata ba lidei avera. Focus on three things. You'll never come to sin. What are they? Da. Ma'in bata. Ul'an ata olech. Ve'lifnei mi ata atid liten din ve'cheshbon. Which means, what do we see? That a person has to remember who is... Yoav? I said it. Bekitzur. So he's saying, you have to remember, din is the judgment. What's cheshbon? Gaon Mevilna explains what's cheshbon. What's the... Cheshbon is not only the avera that you did. Din is for the avera. Cheshbon is all of the mitzvot that you could have been doing at the time of the avera. And what about by mitzvot? Hashem doesn't only reward us for mitzvot. Hashem rewards us for all of the averot that we could have done and abstained from. It's big stuff. Right? In the words of a great man, very big. Yeah?
Very
yeah?
You know that? All my friends love saying
now. So now, says Kafchet, Asher od biksha nafshi v'lo matzati. There's something else that my soul searched for but couldn't find. Adam, echad me'elif matzati. He says, I can find one out of 1,000 men. Okay? So what is that? V'isha b'chol e'le lo matzati. And a woman among all of those, I haven't found. Even one woman among 1,000, I haven't found. What's he talking about? Says, Rashi HaKadosh, what's he talking about? In general, when he's talking by men, how does it work? If you have 1,000 students going into yeshiva to learn, okay, going in to learn Chumash, only 100 of them are matzliach. That's usually the ratio that the Chachamim give. 100 out of 1,000 are matzliach. Out of those 100, how many go on to Mishnah? 10. Yeah? How many go out of this... I'm sorry. 1,000 go into Chumash. 100 of them continue on to Mishnah. 10 of them continue on to Gemara. And one of them comes out of Posek. Which means that in order to produce one Posek in Am Yisrael, how many kids have to go to Yeshiva? 1,000 kids. That's the way it works. Now what are you going to say? Well, if it's only 1 in 1,000 anyway, so why should I even try? What's the answer to that? Says Shlomo HaMelech. You got to bring them all in order to produce even one. And that doesn't mean that Khalilah, everybody else is worthless. You know, there's only one general per army. You know what I'm saying? Or one general per, you know, army, air force, navy, whatever. Everybody... So imagine you only had a general. No soldiers. What's that army worth? Garnished. You know what I'm saying? It's a joint effort. That's what Am Yisrael is all about. It says, that's by men. Ve'isha b'chol ele. He says, by women, even if you put in 1,000 or even more, you're not going to have one like that. Therefore, says Rashi, afilu be'elif lekachat tzarich li'zaher ba. You have to be very careful with women about how you teach them and how you educate them, because they don't have the same, even when they go to Beis Yaakov or whatever, but they don't have the same exposure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create them the same way to be able to handle and absorb the Torah the way men do. And therefore, the chinuch of women is in a way somewhat even more important than that of men. By Har Sinai, who did HaKadosh Baruch Hu address first? Kadosh Baruch Hu first, Ko tomar levet Yaakov, v'tomar levet Yisrael, v'tagel levnei Yisrael. Which means first, the Kadosh Baruch Hu address the women. Why? Because if you want the men to learn Torah, who's going to be on top of them? The Gemara says, Masechet Berachot, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, men are obligated in Talmud Torah. Our ticket to Olam Haba is learning Torah. That's the way it works. The mitzvot that you do secures your seat. The ticket to enter Olam Haba is Talmud Torah.
What does that mean? The ticket is by learning, and then the mitzvot are the seat. So if you just do mitzvot and no Torah,
you have no entrance ticket.
Wow.
Meaning you have a seat inside, but you can't get in the stadium. What's that worth? Yeah. So you got to do both. Now, women, as we know, are exempt from Talmud Torah. Right? That's et benechem lo et benotechem. So the Gemara asks, if women are patur from Talmud Torah, so how did they make it into Olam Haba? Yeah. Says the Gemara, yeah. Ariel, what's the Gemara answer? Two ways. By sending their children, their sons to learn, and also by waiting up for their husbands when they go to learn, waiting up for them to come home. That's how they're zochet. That's how they take part in their husbands and sons' Torah. That's how they're zochet. Otherwise, they can't get in. That's what the Gemara says. And to end off the Pirik, says Shlomo HaMelech, Levad re'ezim matzati. Besides for this, he says, I'll show you something else that can cause people to trip up. Asher asa ha'elohim et ha'adam yashar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man straight. Ve'hemma vikshu chishevonot rabim. Yeah? People, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person, when a baby is born, how is a baby born? Pure. Crying too, but pure. No avonot, no. Kadosh Baruch Hu, in our nature, we're programmed to be straight and good and whatever. What happens? We are the ones to look for all sorts of plots to do averot. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't create us like that. So Hashem says, if you sin, I didn't create you like that. Sinning is against your programming. Our internal hard drive tells us to be good. Hashem says, if you sin, that's on your own head. Bezat Hashem, continue Perek Chet tomorrow. Almost done. Yeah, there's 12 prakim, yeah? Top? Almost done.